group of people drags a cooler around the Fayetteville Square on a sunny Tuesday afternoon. It's closing time at the farmer's market, and they are hoping that the farmers will give them the food that didn't sell. But they aren't begging, really. They're with the organization Seeds That Feed, a new organization aiming to decrease hunger with fresh foods. Co-founder Aaron Shelton says that LifeSource, one local food bank, feeds 1,200 families each month. But yet food insecurity is often difficult to spot in this community. Aaron helped to form Seeds That Feed to combat this problem. They provide food banks with foods typically not given out.
The concept was just an extra plant in the garden, or just like knowing that, just having friends and family that always had like extra harvest and would try to offload it to you, and just using that to get the idea was to get that to the people that really needed it, as opposed to seeing the processed canned food, stuff that we really wouldn't eat, a healthier alternative.
Co-founder Megan Langford came on board with that idea to not just collect produce from professional farmers, but also the at-home grower. It's a concept the group calls care cropping.
Yeah. And we also want to get, you know, gardeners involved so they can plant an extra row or plant just extra plant in their garden, donate all that. Or, you know, it's the middle of summer and you planted 4 squash plants and now you have tons of squash or tomatoes or anything, you know, just come by to the farmer's market and drop it off, and then we'll take it, you know, and distribute it to the different local food banks. So we're trying to get everybody in the community involved, farmers, gardeners, and people who are neither.
Though they will accept donations at any time, Seeds That Feed shares a booth with Feed Fayetteville at the Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday markets. Look for them on the north side of the square, under or near the awning of the old post office. Public donations were lacking today, and as farmers begin to pack up, the group takes notice and begins to make the rounds. Dripping Springs Garden, usually located on the southwest corner of the square, is the first to head out. Mark Kane has set aside some kale and some chard, slightly wilted from the sun, though still great for cooking. He says that it is great to put it to good use, somewhere other than just the compost pile.
I'm happy they're coming around. You know, we've had people try to come and pick up for donations in the past, and the main problem is having people that are on the ball to always make their rounds at the right time to come and pick stuff up. That's the key to getting donations of leftover produce, is having people to come and pick up.
Alyssa Schneider, another co-founder, agrees that timing and consistency have helped their success. She says that now that they have been coming around for the past couple of months, the farmers are getting to know them, some even bringing extra because they know that they will be there.
What really tried to do is just kind of keep an eye out for when they're ready to leave. So I think that's a big part of it. You know, if you just go around, well, you know, some people are ready to pack up early. Some people want to stay a little longer and see what all they can sell. So the timing is also, I think, a big part of it. Just make sure that you get there when they're ready. And, you know, and a lot of times we'll go around now and they'll just start seeking us out, you know. So definitely the consistency and the just being here for when they're ready, I think, is a big part of it.
The group is almost always the last to pack up to leave. They are busy weighing their loot for that day. Today, they are using a large metal postal scale to find out how much they took in. They keep track of what each farmer has given, both for tax purposes, and so the farmer can see how every little bit makes a difference. And today, it adds up in a big way, to 261.4 pounds of produce donated by the generous farmers, a record for Seeds That Feed.
That was right.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
So it's
that's
that
huge.
That kills.
Our record. Previous record was 165. So
that puts us at almost 1,500 pounds.
Yeah.
In less than a month, almost.
Yeah.
Or around a month.
261.4.
The group puts the food into cardboard boxes, dividing the greens, potatoes, leeks, onions, radishes, beets, even flowers, between two food banks that will receive the day's goodies. Cooperative Emergency Outreach is one of the recipients. CEO sees about 25 individuals and families between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock each Monday through Friday. And when Seeds That Feed arrives, the lobby is filled with people. The volunteers are excited to see them. Terry Jay is just one of these volunteers. And though she is thrilled with the fresh food donations, she says it is sometimes difficult to give away.
I couldn't find anybody that knew what kind of greens was it, turnip greens. So I went out in the lobby and I said, did anybody want turnip greens? And this little old lady, she raises her hand like a first grader, and I loaded her down with turnip greens and fresh peas, and yeah, nobody else. The place was full, and nobody else knew what turnip greens were.
Standing in a room of boxed foods and cans, she says it's pretty sad when she isn't able to give this fresh food away. But it isn't a matter of taste.
No, they understand cans. I don't think they understand turnip greens. They don't know what to do with them.
This is a problem that Seeds That Feed co-founder Megan Langford says the organization plans to address.
And then eventually what we hope to do is actually do not just the input side, but the output. So we'll do education like one pot, one knife, you know, two spices. How can you take this food and turn it into something edible? Because a lot of people don't know how to cook it. So we don't want to just give the food. We actually want to give them a way to make it healthy and a way for them to eat it. So eventually we'll get there.
But the food doesn't go to waste. Seeds That Feed also gives produce to area churches that offer free meals. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.